You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Everybody, welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm your host, Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe Santagato, and today we have a special guest, returning guest,
Matt Pavich.
Hey,
Bartholomew Pavich.
We haven't had you for a while. You were one of our first guests.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true.
And a lot's happened since then. You are on the MTV show Joking Off.
Woohoo! Sure.
Like jerking off, but with jokes.
There's no jerking off of any kind on the program. A lot of jokes.
That's what I assumed.
I watched some of the stuff you've posted on Facebook, like the clips. Yes. I don't have cable.
Me neither. I don't even have a TV.
So has cable
these days? I
saw you
tweet yesterday. You're like, who's going to let me come over and watch the fucking show on?
Nobody responded. That was a totally sincere tweet. Like, I would have gone to a stranger's house.
Did you get to watch yourself or no?
Yeah. Case, thank God.
I was going to say Case and Akash.
Yeah, and I got to watch it there, which was cool. Yeah, it's been a dream, man. It's crazy. I'm on fucking TV, getting a lot of like 15-year-old Twitter followers.
Heck yeah.
Someone actually tweeted at me, "OMG, Matt Pavich is so ridiculously hot that I have to go change my panties."
And she was like 15.
She said she's 25 in her profile. I'm not sure.
Well.
But
if
basically,
15,
I made it. Basically,
3 years
I made
from now,
it.
You're going to be killing it.
Oh, yeah. 3 years from now, I'm going to be
murdering
crushing 18-year-olds. I'll be 52, so that'll be weird. No, how old will I be? I'll be 28. Oh, God, let's not even talk about
you're
it.
You're fucking old.
Okay, hey, both of you, calm the fuck down with age. Everyone's always like, oh, man, I'm turning 30. I'm old as fuck. And I'm like, shut up, please.
What are you, like 40?
You're an asshole.
Great, Kate.
Thank you. And yeah. It's also you're getting this TV success, and you're going through a breakup right now.
Yeah.
You're on TV, also brokenhearted.
You finally achieved one of your dreams, and you broke up the girl of your dreams. So how do you feel?
You're getting all this attention, and you're also going through a breakup. So you could actually, if you wanted to pursue that. You could.
Right.
The 25-year-old.
The 25.
Whoever. You're not the 15-year-old. Don't pursue anyone 18, or I guess it would be 17 and younger, whatever the law
17
is.
17 or younger, yeah. I think 18's okay still.
Yeah, I think 18's actually fine.
Fuck, would I talk to an 18-year-old?
No. There's a big difference between 17 and 18, I feel like.
But what would I talk to an 18-year-old about? Hip-hop. That's all I got.
I don't know.
Happened to me at the bar the other day. I was like, Drake's great, huh? I was like, what are you doing in here? She's like, I ain't my sister ID. I was like, all right, give me your number.
First of all, let me say something, though. A lot of our fans, we have a lot of young fans, and I feel like they're very intelligent.
Oh, sorry.
At a young age.
Sorry if you're young. I guess. I don't know.
You know what? I swear to God. So I was at my friend Molly and Marco's last night. Shout out to them because I love them. And they have kids.
Shout
and one
out,
of them.
Molly and Marco's. Molly it sounds like Dave and Buster's. It's like a bunch of rides there or some shit.
And they have I think he's 12. He's not 13 yet. And I start talking, of course, about aliens, spirituality. And he got it. I swear to God. He was just like, oh, yeah, totally. And I'm like, yes. Because they haven't been, like, their minds haven't been shaped into these linear ways of thinking yet.
Right. You've also
he understood.
In monsters.
No, he doesn't.
Did he understand, or did he go, yeah?
Crazy Aunt
No,
Kate.
He got it. I swear to God.
Yeah, my mom told me you'd start bringing this shit up. Here goes crazy
my mom warned me about
Kate
I'm
again.
Telling you.
Like, here comes the fucking talk.
He understood. He just got life.
My mom told me just nod and say things that she's saying, but say them back in a way that'll make her feel like she knows what I'm talking about.
Whatever. We bonded.
That kid's writing a paper in class right now about how you shouldn't do drugs because of his Aunt Kate.
He's all fucked up.
Because of Aunt Kate.
This kid's going to go into school and be like, aliens are real, get punched right in the fucking eye.
Yeah. Way to go.
Well, Kate. I feel Shane's very spiritual, as you know, and I feel like as he gets older, that might be a problem for him. Like if he goes to school and he's talking about the energies he's seeing. Like he's been called out. His teacher in school has been like, Shane, pay attention. He's like, I'm sorry, I'm seeing a lot of blue energy today.
That's amazing.
Do you know what how old is he?
What grade? He's 8 and a half. What grade? But this was last year. That was in second grade. He's second in third grade. Now.
Do you know what I would do in third grade if I heard kids say that?
Yeah, you'd make
fun
of him.
What the fuck is wrong with that kid? I would actually wouldn't say it to him. I wasn't like a dick. Well, I was a little bitch.
No,
was,
Shane sees energy and he's amazing.
I'm
such his mom.
He sees energy.
He's amazing.
Kate.
He
of
sees it.
Of course, he sees energy. If you were believed in Jesus, he would also see Jesus. I believed in Jesus when I was.
Did
younger.
You see Jesus?
I mean, I prayed and I thought I was talking to God. I was a child.
Are you spiritual at all?
I mean, you're gonna do whatever your mom. Shane loves you.
No, let me tell you something. So Shane was spiritual before me. That's not true.
When you feed Shane crackers after he tells you that he eats blue energy. He's gonna. I mean, that he sees.
That's
blue
not
energy.
How it works.
Yes,
Shane,
it is,
Matt.
Of course, that's
Shane
how it works.
Was spiritual before me. I swear to God.
When did you meet Shane before you?
Listen, I wasn't spiritual when he was born. I was told. I thought you died, and that was it.
Right.
So he would go, "Mommy, do you believe in heaven?" And I'd be like, "No, I think when you die, that's it."
Yeah.
And he was like 4 or 5, and he's like, "You're wrong. We're all energy. We keep going." And
you
he would say,
"You fucking said that to your child?"
I'm honest.
Do you believe in heaven? No. When you die, nothing. Is gonna happen. The whole world's gonna live on, and you're just gonna be fucking in the
ground.
That's
what I thought, and I like to tell
skeleton.
The truth.
No,
even with
right
Santa
thing.
Claus,
you did the right thing. Great.
Even with Santa Claus, when he's like, "I believe in Santa Claus," I'm like, "All I'm saying is, look at their shoes. Look at their shoes, Shane. Just you know, if they're wearing Nikes, it's suspect."
So hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Is Santa
you
coming?
Told
no,
Shane.
He doesn't exist either. And you're going to die when you get older.
I want Shane to question everything.
But hold on. Let's rewind a little bit. You told Shane, when we die, we die.
But I didn't say it mean.
And Shane said, "No, mommy, I see blue energy."
No, he didn't say blue at that time. He said, "No, mommy, you're wrong. We're all energy and we keep going." And I was like, "Oh, that's cute."
What are you talking about? How do you even know the word energy? What is...
I'm
telling
energy
you,
to like
he has said
years
things.
Ago.
So anyway,
your son is a prophet. Your son is
no. Listen,
listen.
And then he would say things to me, before I ever did shrooms, I was not spiritual, right?
Right.
And he'd say things to me like, "I came down here to wake you up," and I'm like, "What are you talking about?"
Oh my God, that's very weird.
So and then
has
so
Shane done shrooms
this Monday. This Monday, I had a show at New York Comedy Club. And he came with me. He wasn't in the show. He was by the bar, you know, having some drinks. And right. afterwards, I was like, "I'll take you." He loves crystals and all those things. I was like, "When we leave, I'll take you to the crystal store. You can pick out like a cheap crystal since you came with me."
Right.
So we drive. It's called Namaste Bookshop. It's amazing. They have like crystals and all sorts of spiritual things. So I walk in and he picked like a Chinese coin, like a little, you know what I mean? And we're walking out and there's this guy, Danichi, who works there.
Of course.
Okay. And and as I'm walking out, I know him. I've seen him a lot from the store. And I'm like, "Oh, hey,
yeah,
Danichi, I didn't see you." And he's like, "Hey." And he looks at Shane. I'm like, "This is my son, Shane." And he looks at Shane. I swear to God, he goes, "Oh, wow, you're not really your age. You're a master. You've come down here to help raise the energy. You're going to work with instruments when you're older." And my son, Shane, that's what he wants to do. He wants to be a musician. And Shane's like, "Yeah, I know." And he's like, "Oh, my gosh." Like, he was going on about Shane. He's like, "Your energy color is this." And Shane says he can see auras. So I'm like, "Shane, tell Danichi what his color is." And Shane's like, "You're purple and blue." And Danichi's like, "Yep, I am. I'm an indigo child." And Shane and him are going on back and forth about whatever. And I said to Danichi, I was like, "Shane actually said he came down here to wake me up." And Danichi's like, "He did. He's a crystal child." And then I go to Danichi. I'm like, "Can you look at me and tell me what I am?" And Danichi goes, "All I can see is yellow stress lines. You're very stressed." That's
ooh,
all he said for me.
Danichi said, "You are not the child."
He just said, "I'm stressed." He goes, "You're very stressed. You've got stuff on your mind." And he said, "I can feel your throat chakra is upset because I have a sore throat." He's like, "It's from you're holding a lot of your emotions in right now." And I'm like, "Well, I'm a little upset about some stuff right now." So
that makes sense.
Anyway, so he did not say I'm a master.
So
which
Shane
is fine.
Shane is a master.
So I'm just saying Shane has been saying weird, odd things. Like I was upset. We left and Shane said to me, "Mom, why are you so stressed?" And I said, "Oh, you know, just, you know, the breakup or whatever." And he goes, "Mom, you gotta make new memories. You're holding on to old memories. You gotta let go and be willing to make new memories."
Your
and I'm like,
kid said that.
Get
yeah, you met
kid,
Shane
get
on
this kid
Tuesday.
A book deal.
I know. You finally met Shane, isn't he? He's very centered for his age. He's adorable.
I mean, he came in riding a fucking Razor scooter. I was like, here we go. But I don't know. He just
Shane's
he didn't
always
say anything
been awesome.
Profound that day.
No, well, he's a kid, you know.
Obviously,
but
I'm just
but he
saying,
has his.
I would love for him to say some wild shit to me, like, I don't even know. Just like some wild shit. That's
it's in a rare moment. And then I said to him, I was like, Shane, can you please put the iPad volume down? He goes,
remember. He uses an iPad?
Yeah. And he goes, no. But listen.
Everything we've said is complete.
And I said,
bullshit.
Put the iPad volume down. He goes,
if he was a real chakra master,
he'd sleep out in the front yard.
He wouldn't be able to touch an iPad because all of his energy.
Would you let me finish what he said, by the way? I said, turn it down. He goes, Mom, remember, I'm older than you. So he's very funny.
What the fuck?
Because of his energy.
Because the guy said you're not of your age. So my son was
Shane
like,
has always been funny.
My son was like, turn your volume down.
I saw Shane crush at the Lantern when he was like five.
He's
six
very
years
funny.
Old.
Yeah. He's got charisma.
He also can hover. He just hovers. He just.
You know what? I bet you he can. So shut the f up. You two suck. You suck it.
No, I'm just kidding. You have a very exceptional child.
Very exceptional child.
Shout outs to Shane.
Shane, I'm sure you're listening through your energy.
You're the worst, Matt.
Your energy.
I swear to God, he's been
energy force field.
Whatever.
He's in this room. I just.
Come on.
Oh, by the way, guys, we're on
goddamn podcast.
Listen, we're on Daily Motion, so check us out there. You can see my facial expressions being annoyed.
I'm sorry.
Not just hear it.
Shane's
we're both going to get the flu tonight, and like I'm going to know why.
Imagine we both die.
Shane sending, and all you see is blue energy before you go.
I went flu. That was bad. You just.
0 to 100 real quick.
Yeah, he just had flu. You went deaf.
Yeah, that's the way
dark.
I work.
God, I hope I fucking.
This heartbreak. So let's talk about your breakup.
Oh, do we have
you guys were together for a long time.
6.5 years.
I haven't done anything that long.
That is a long time. Was it really hard? So who broke it off?
It was me. I'm a piece of shit. It was
you're not a piece of shit.
I ever had to do in my whole life. It was tragic. I actually just started crying today. Just at
did
work.
You?
Just random. It's been happening to me a lot. I've been drinking a lot.
I'm like, do you hear him laugh? Why are you laughing?
Someone has to.
Okay, you're right. Thank you.
I've been boozing real hard and getting all fucked up on whatever people hand me to numb the pain.
Because that you get used to someone. You're so comfortable with someone.
Oh,
so,
yeah. My
Wait,
bed
so why,
sucks.
Why
man.
Did
my
you,
bed used to be awesome. Now it stinks.
Why? So why did you do that?
I just had to, like, you know, focus on my career and shit. And when you're in a relationship, every decision you make is like you're making it for like two people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I would feel guilty because I knew that like I was making decisions only for me and it was fucking up. Like I was not making the right decisions all the time for me and my career. I have to be selfish right now. And
it's hard to be you're not a new comedian, but it's hard to be a comedian who hasn't. You know, like
it's hard to be a psychopath
where you're hustling
that wants everything. And, you know, I'm like, I'm never going to I just need to be working all the time. And you can't be in a real relationship like that. I mean, I'm sure you can. People do it, whatever.
You can, but you can't be a psychopath about your career. Do you know what I mean? Like if you most
I
comedians
am in total
I know
psychopath
are
psychopath mode right now.
Absolutely.
Like I've never been more of a psychopath ever in my whole life. So. It just felt like I was like everything was like going against the grain of like, you know,
most comedians I know are psychopaths with it because you almost have to be. I'm not. I think being a mom has changed that for me because when I have Shane, most of the times I just take that night off and hang with him. Do you know what I mean? So I have a different mentality.
Like that would drive me nuts when we would be like, let's just hang out tonight and like go see a movie. I'd be in the movie like shaking, like tweeting.
Most
to myself.
Comics say
like,
that. For me, I love the nights off.
Oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't have a single moment of not doing this.
You want to be at the club. If you don't have a show, you want to be networking.
Not just
stand up.
I mean, I'm doing other, like, we're making a lot of videos. We just dropped two today. Like, we're trying.
Tell people where to find them.
The YouTube channel is called Handsome Dancer. Please subscribe and please watch them. They're funny.
I saw one of them where I don't want to give away the punch, but you guys meet outside the bodega kind of a thing.
That one's called Reunion.
Hysterical.
Thank
you.
You
guys
very much.
Do a great job and it's really funny.
Thank you.
Is it like neighborhood shit?
No, it's not characters. It's just more of us straight manning it.
Straight man or a gay man?
Well, maybe it,
just watch
not
the
like
video.
Sexual orientation straight
I
man
just,
like,
you know.
Like more normal, like I'm not playing a
no,
Latin
I understand,
princess.
I understand,
you know?
I'm just gonna
say. It's been cool. We've been shooting a lot of them and hopefully people will like them and someone gives us some fucking money so I can quit my day job.
What do you do during the day?
I work at a restaurant.
Oh.
It's only like 2 or 3 days a week, but those are the worst 2 or 3 days.
And by the way, so your sister's band, Mr. Wives, they are just blowing up.
Unbelievable.
And they're our intro song, and now they're blowing up.
Are they really?
I'm not taking all the credit, but I'm just yeah, they are.
Oh, well, nice. This is a very cool thing. My sister, first headlining tour of the country, she sold out every show. She sold out.
I couldn't get tickets. They sold out.
Sold out the Bowery Ballroom in 30 minutes.
Yep.
I go to that show. They had to book another New York show at the Music Hall, Williamsburg, whatever. That one was great too. But I'm at the Bowery Ballroom on that Tuesday. The next day, I'm going to be on TV for the first time. I haven't cried.
So aww.
My little sister is up on the stage, like sold out.
I am obsessed with Mr. White.
People know every fucking word to the album. And that's my sister. Sick. It was crazy.
Dude, it was crazy when we went to that one bar when it was like, there wasn't a lot of people there. You remember? It was like Mercury or some shit. It was like 2 years ago.
Yeah. That's nothing. Yeah.
No, now they're selling out huge spaces.
I'm just saying. It's like,
not just about selling out. The fucking show. They put on a show.
Really? God, next time I'm getting tickets right away.
Even back then, like 2 years ago, whenever it was, I went because I was like, oh, it's Mandy. Like, I'm just going to show support. I had a fucking blast.
No,
it was amazing.
No, I've gone to a couple. Matt and I were, what was it, about a year ago?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And we had James Caroni. We were dancing like motherfuckers. Yeah, like,
but they were still opening back then. Now it's a heavy tour.
I was so upset when they sold out that quickly because I was like, oh, I'll get it tomorrow.
I went online
and I was like, no, I am obsessed with them.
You got to come to a show. You got to come.
My girlfriend fucking loves Mr. Love.
Does she? Oh,
Terminal
so
5
good.
Is the next time they're going
to
play.
Terminal 5? Can you give me a heads up? Would you remember to text me before and I'll get the ticket right away?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to get into one of our topics. When is it?
I don't know. They're going to Europe in May.
Jesus.
Fuck.
Yeah. They got like Amsterdam and fucking Paris and like all these super dope places. It is crazy. But that night was awesome. My mom smoked pot in their tour bus. I had to carry my mom home. It was hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah. It was great.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I had a great time. It was, she has a tour bus. She has a real tour bus, like with beds, like several beds.
That's what tour buses are.
I know, but you don't.
I know, man. It's still, I'm being a fucking
okay, let me get into one
it's
of
amazing,
our.
Amazing, though. She's fucking killing it.
Yeah.
I'm going to read one of the emails because we're going to get into this topic. I'm not going to mention her name. I don't know if she would care, but, you know, okay.
It's Melissa.
You know, it's. I don't know. Okay, ready? I recently started working in the adult entertainment world, and although I love my job, I can't help but wonder if my career will help me from having long-term relationships in the future. This is a girl, by the way. I know this might be hard to understand, but I am not a very promiscuous person. The work I do is strictly a job, and outside of my career, I am a monogamous person. So how would you feel about having a relationship with a current or former porn star? Even though adult actors are screened for STDs every 7 days, would you still feel comfortable and safe with your partner?
Well, first off, she's giving herself a lot of credit here with the porn star label right away.
Take it easy there,
okay? A lot of people fucking on camera. No, I'm just kidding. Geez, would I be comfortable?
I definitely would not be comfortable with being with someone who was
just getting fucked all the time,
but
huh?
Like
for
in
money,
that, yeah. Like I can't.
I don't think I would feel confident in my dick game. I'd be like, "There's porn stars fucking you. They're gonna have bigger, better dicks."
Yeah, I'd be like, "I'm gonna apologize in advance."
Yeah, how can you please a woman?
You gotta start using your fucking whole arm, then I guess.
You gotta get toys involved. You gotta ask, like, "Hey, this
foot?
I know you fucked Chad earlier today for money. Does he want to come and finish the job? Because I just nutted all over."
I would feel really insecure about
it. Of course, I'd feel insecure about it. That's since these are porn. These are men that they find that
with horse cocks.
Horse cocks.
Right.
Yeah, that never come. It's like, how do they do this? How are they? There's three girls sucking their dicks. Do you know how fast that would come? From three girls sucking my dick and like
really
quickly. Sucking it good.
Right.
Like,
they're professional
they're
suckers.
Professional.
There's three of them.
It's crazy.
I love how excited you two are.
I could come right now thinking about that shit, not touching my dick.
That's
you give
impressive.
Me 5 minutes, guys.
That's impressive. I dare you.
Just fucking thinking about it.
I'm going to say, you know, I think you can definitely find some dudes. You'd have to date maybe another person in that industry.
In the industry, right.
Does that make
sense? I think that happens a lot. I think that's normally how it works, because I'm sure they get judged a lot, and not just judge. For me, I'll answer it. I wouldn't be with a guy who was an adult porn star. I am very monogamous, and I wouldn't be able to handle that. I wouldn't be comfortable with it at all.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking of that.
I know.
I totally skipped.
I'm coming at it from an emotional, invested standpoint.
Well, I think monogamy is for the birds. I think it's...
Would you be okay with an open relationship?
I think so.
Really?
It's just, the more I think about it from just like a rational perspective, one person, there's too many of us. Maybe in Kansas, but there's no way in this fucking metropolis of New York City, you're just walking around, you want to fuck everyone.
I mean, I don't. You do.
I do. Yeah. Okay.
I could see how that's, you know, how, like.
Would you be able to do an open relationship, Joe?
No. I wouldn't be able to do that, but.
I feel like you're pretty good with monogamy.
I could see how people would, you know, be able to do it. I wouldn't be like, yo, like, that's terrible. Like, no, if you're, I mean, that's just.
Yeah, everyone is into their own thing.
To think that, like, the other day, I was in the group chat with my friends, and I wrote, yo, the prettiest girl I've ever seen is on the train right now.
Yeah.
And one of my, like, just fucking saying it. You know what I mean? And my friend goes, yo, that's fucked up. And I'm like, what? He's like, yo, your girlfriend should be the prettiest girl you ever. I'm like, grow the fuck up. Are you kidding me?
But that's my point. Every day.
Like, is she actually the prettiest girl I've ever seen in my life? The girl I saw on the train?
Yes.
Fucking, no, she's not.
But that's the thing. Every time I get on the train, I see the prettiest girl I've ever seen in my life.
I feel like Nate McIntosh has said this exact thing. I swear to God, where it's like, you know, every time it's like, it's that girl
is. This is where I was going with that, though. It's like, I don't expect my girlfriend to think I am the hottest dude on the planet.
That's not necessary. That's not what I'm saying.
But listen, I'm just saying, like, the physical aspect, like, obviously you'd be attracted to different people, but
do you expect your girlfriend to want to only fuck you?
No.
Okay, good. Because I'm gonna tell you though, for me,
this is only for me, and we've talked about this before. When I'm in love, I really, not that I can't see someone and be like, oh, he's hot or good looking, but I really am only like, do you know,
you
like,
know what I mean?
My vagina only flinches for the person I'm really emotionally invested in.
Oh my god, I wish I had that so bad.
It's easy. Monogamy for me is not hard, but who knows? Like, I'm in that spiritual school and I'm healing shit. Like, that could be tied to codependent shit, too. Do you know what I mean? Like, it literally,
yeah.
Who knows why I'm only attracted to one person, but
God,
that
I
is
be,
how
well,
I am.
Okay, like, this is how I am. I was like, I can, like, I'm in a relationship, but, like, if I see some girls that are attractive and, like, in my head, I could be like, I would have sex with them. But, like, I'm not going to do it because I do appreciate the relationship that I have.
Of course.
And like,
I'm not saying that
I'd rather spend my time with this person. Like, it's not worth like a fucking an orgasm. Yeah. Like,
yes,
just to throw it.
Yes,
like, it's not like,
of course.
So
not.
It's easy. It's not. It's like easy to say no to this because, like, you know, there's a billion people like you. You know what I mean? But this person you actually have a connection with. So it's like, it's different.
I personally think, and I've heard some people disagree with me, I think relationship sex, a good relationship, is the hottest because the comfort level. Is for me, I can open up and get, like, you know, licking assholes,
absolutely.
Whatever.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Some people just. but you know what I mean? Like, I would lick a random dude's asshole ever.
Again, right. Ever again. Never.
But,
one time.
No, of course. But then there's
but
also.
But some people say, oh, well, with one night stands, I have no inhibitions. So that's hotter. So,
but
like, I've heard both.
It's also just the fresh and, like, wow, this is a brand new.
Person, yeah. Body.
Yeah.
I haven't seen those tits before.
Exactly. So,
I haven't seen, say it so Jewish. I haven't seen those tits before.
The grass is always greener. Listen, if you're out there, I'm sure there's a guy that will be into you having sex on camera. And you just got to look in the right places.
I love that you looked at the camera.
Is there
camera.
Like, a,
that
is there
was
like
so
an
amazing.
App for that?
I don't know.
Is there like an app for that? Like fucking like. Porn star looking for love, like, oh, I'm down. Like, like a Tinder for porn stars.
You have to be a strong person in whatever way that means.
And have a strong dick, apparently. You gotta.
When do you let them know?
Just be cool with that.
Like, you don't let, you can't, I mean, I guess you gotta be pretty open about it.
From the start. I think it's the same as being a single mom. You gotta just say that.
First date or even before the first date?
I think first.
First date.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jenny.
And I. I'm a porn
star.
Well,
that's one of the first questions you would ask someone anyway. No, I usually say, oh, so what do you do?
Right, but you say, I
suck a lot of dick.
Right, I fucking, I, you know,
Good for her.
Do Bukkake sex.
Good for her.
No, but like, really, here's the thing.
I have no judgment of that stuff. You know, I don't. I know for me, I wouldn't be able to.
I don't. I wouldn't. Like, it doesn't make.
I hate the porn industry, though.
To me, it doesn't make sense. Like this girl saying, "I'm not promiscuous and I'm very monogamous," but you're doing porn. Like, I feel like, why? How can you say that when you're doing porn?
It's just a job, dude.
Yeah,
I'm not,
but like,
I'm
I don't know. I think you have
person,
to disconnect to do that, because I think sex is you're connecting to someone. So if you're doing that with some, you do have to disconnect, I think, to be able to do that and to just
yeah,
have sex with strangers.
It's not even real sex, though. It's fucking.
Did you ever have to kiss on camera?
Yeah,
I did it once, and it doesn't even feel like a kiss. It's like. You're going through the motions.
I take their face and I just lick their whole face beforehand, and I'm like, "This is gonna be weird. Just fucking loosen up." And
really?
Not, yeah, because
you
I
don't
mean,
really lick their face, do you?
I do.
That's hysterical.
Because it's like, why we can't act like we haven't done this before.
I hope
this
we
is
don't
a
do
God.
A kiss scene.
You never would, know, Joe.
I hope not.
You never.
By the
know.
Way, someone tweeted at me from the podcast. They go, "I forget how pretty Kate Wolf is because her voice sounds like my aunt from Long Island."
That's hilarious.
Because I talk and I'm like, "Oh my god, you licked her face."
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you talk about how you're licking buttholes.
I licked his butthole, and it wasn't that bad.
It's amazing.
You should try it, Joey.
I like these questions. Do we have more questions? Do we have?
Well, someone actually asked. They said, "Can we talk about orgasms?" And I emailed being like, "I'm not an expert." Because like someone who's an orgasm expert could be like, "The blood flow and the woman is like this." And
yeah, what do they want to know
they
about?
They
want to
know the science of an orgasm.
Yeah, and I was like, I can talk about it, but I can't talk about it. For me,
they know that we're like almost half dumb.
We are half dumb,
right? So like, why would you ask me?
Most
but
of the topics we
want?
Talk about, we're not experts at all.
Is that what they want to know, though? Like the science behind it?
Or they just
it?
Want to know, just talk about orgasms.
I feel weird commenting on it because, like, I can talk about my orgasms, but
I
don't know
commenting
about.
Commenting on it because I've never had one.
Yeah. I imagine it's lovely, like a dolphin swimming through the ocean on a sunny day.
Oh, jeez. Poor women, huh?
I don't have, women can have multiple. I don't do that often, but
but you
it's
don't
pretty
understand,
cool.
Like, I'm going to come every time.
Yeah. What happens if you come before a girl? Will you make sure she still comes? Rude.
It depends. It depends.
I get lucky.
I get blue clit. You better fucking finish.
Yeah.
Or if you know what, if the guy doesn't, I'll literally be like, "I need to go masturbate in a set for a second in the bathroom. I'll be right back."
And he
otherwise,
says, "Go ahead."
Yeah, I've had people be like, "That's fine."
Oh, what a dick.
That's fucked up.
Because if I don't, I'm saying this, I won't be able to focus because I get horny. Right, so right, I'll right, be right. Like, well, now I have fucking blue balls.
Right, right, right.
You know, I'm glad you're ready to go to sleep. I'm going to hump your leg.
I don't really, because my girlfriend's very giving. So I really like would be a piece of shit.
I'm very giving. Literally, like, I don't want to, but I will do what it takes. Like, if you know how sometimes if a guy
no, but I mean
if
randomly,
a guy no
like,
no no but listen
fucking,
if a guy
for no reason
sometimes
just,
a guy will hold back his orgasm so I can come.
Yeah,
but then sometimes if they hold it back, then he's like, well, shit, now it's harder for me to come because I suppressed it so many times, and yeah. I'll feel so bad. I'm like, what do you need? I will lick your ass. I will do whatever you need me to do.
Right.
To make you come.
Because
you want a fucking foot
thing,
job? Let's get weird.
Right. Because the only thing worse for a woman than coming, like him coming too early, is him not coming at all. That's like, that must be mortifying, right?
It's not more like I want the guy to come. I just
right,
care.
But wouldn't you feel like so, like, I don't know. Like, I
there
feel
might
bad.
Be a part of me that's like, feels like, oh, I wasn't something enough.
Yeah.
But then, but if I've been with the guy for a while, I'm like, I can make him come.
Right.
But, it's more of like, I just want to be a giving lover and be like, I want us both to have fun.
Right.
But I came here to come too, so let's fucking do this.
Right. But can
came
girls,
here to come.
Can girls?
Make no mistake, I came here to come.
I came here to come. Can girls still have fun during sex even if they don't come? Or it's like a half.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can. Yeah. I can't come from doggy because, I mean, girls, I think, often have to like rub their clits while they do it to come.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's hard for me to do that.
Focus.
And come. I just can't. So, but I still have fun in that position. Like, it feels good. I get into it.
Yeah.
But then I'm going to have to like flip over to do my thing.
So do you come from just like, it can only be one or the other, dick or rubbing or.
For me, I either have to be on top or on the bottom really to have an orgasm.
But it can be.
I can't do
doggy. It can be from vag sex, not like.
No, there still has to be rubbing on the. It can be the dick in there. I like the dick in there, but there has to be some rubbing on the clit.
Gotcha. Okay. It's just
the
curious.
Dick could be in there.
Yeah.
I like the dick in there.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
It's very crucial. Yeah. I've had some only vaginal orgasms without clit involved.
Really? That's what my question was.
Yeah, but
I've heard this is a thing. I've never experienced.
It's not as common for me. Okay. But when it happens, sometimes I've both and I'm like, yes, motherfucker, yes! That's one of those orgasms. Yes!
Yes, motherfucker, yes! Yeah.
That's how she starts singing.
Yeah.
And then I start crying, which we won't get into.
Obviously. Oh, she's a crier.
You know,
she's a crier.
I've not run into that problem yet.
Me neither. I've been crying a lot myself, so it's my own damn fault.
Well, you know, breakups are sad. Breakups are literally like a death. You have to mourn it. It's awful.
You know what someone told me? They said the only thing worse than heartbreak is breaking someone's heart.
Mm. I think both are pretty bad.
I think both
I've
are
experienced
pretty bad,
both, and both are really bad.
Don't fucking ruin my. This okay. is like my worst okay. to live by right now. So just.
I have a feeling she's in just as much pain, if not more.
Yeah, we're both probably wrecks.
Yeah, I've called off an engagement, and it was horrible.
An engagement?
Mm-hmm. We were together 5 years. We got engaged. We didn't get married, obviously. I called it off.
How
it was
soon
awful.
Before the wedding?
We were only engaged 3 months.
Okay.
So there wasn't, what'd you say?
Left him at the altar.
17 minutes. It was brutal though. Like I literally pushed to get engaged because we'd been together 5 years. We owned a house. We were best friends. We got along so well. It's probably similar. You just knew each other in and out. But once we got engaged, I realized I was no longer in love. I started having anxiety attacks. I tried to push it down like, we are marrying him. He was amazing. He made a lot of money. He was smart, handsome, so sweet to me. We rarely fought. So I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you, Kate?
Right.
But I think part of it was I didn't realize I'm spiritual. Part of my journey was to quit teaching, you know, have Shane with another person, become a comedian. My soul was like, no, we're not going to just get married, have kids, and be a teacher in the suburbs.
So how often do you hit him up now that...
Never. He doesn't really want to ever hear from me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
So, yeah, he doesn't really... Because listen to this. I called off... Imagine this. This is what a piece of crap I am.
Right.
Call off a wedding. Start dating. Not pretty quickly, but pretty quick. Like 5 months out, I'm like already dating him on the internet. I meet my ex-husband. We start dating... And already my ex is upset. Like, whoa, we were together 5 years and you're already fucking moving on like right. that. You're not right. even just like having sex. You're like in a relationship already. Go fuck yourself.
Then you get preggo.
And then I got pregnant 5 months in and my ex was like crushed. I literally ended up getting married pregnant the same month and year that I was supposed to get married to the other guy.
Man, that poor,
poor guy.
You wonder why fucking...
He doesn't want to talk. Of course he doesn't want to talk to me. No, I don't want to talk to me.
You should have him on the podcast. That'd be a very interesting
episode. Love to have him on the podcast. Even
me
if he
too.
Beat
I have questions. I have
I'll hit him. I'll be like, hey, you want to do my podcast? He'll probably be like, fuck you, Kate. No! Leave me alone!
Die slow,
I would love.
You whore.
I would love to have him on. He is a sweet, amazing person. I would love. He doesn't want to talk to me.
He didn't get
remarried? And he has a girlfriend who probably doesn't want him to talk to me. He has a girlfriend he's been with for a long time.
She only has shit in his mouth.
She's
so.
Cute.
She's cute?
She is cute. Okay. I think she's Thai or something. Like a nice...
I don't know.
What the fuck just happened?
I don't know. Something's in my mouth.
Oh, okay. But yeah. God, shout outs to him. I loved it. We were best friends. Him and I got along so well. Like, we'd be just hanging out and having like a... All of a sudden, a dance party would happen out of nowhere. I thought he was the funniest person. He was a rapper.
Jesus, I want to date him.
What's this guy's number?
He's phenomenal. If you're listening, I still think you're phenomenal. I'm not trying, you know what I mean? He was just such a good person.
Right.
Like, it was hard. When I started having the panic attacks, I was literally like, Kate, suck that panic the fuck in and marry this amazing man. Like, still my friends, when I bring him up, they're like, his name's Joe. And they're just like, oh man, Joe was great. And I'm like, I know. even my ex-husband will still be like, poor Joe.
Poor Joe got it rough. I mean, Jay was great too. You guys both met.
I wasn't with Jay.
Jamie, my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, I was like, Jay, because I thought you said Jay was great too. Yeah, no. Your Jamie was amazing. She's amazing.
She's amazing. She's unbelievable.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous, talented.
Yeah. I think you and I just had other paths. I literally had a dream.
I'm going to step out.
I had a dream the other day about me and Tim. We're both on different ships. And I hopped off my ship and went on his. And I was like, hey. He was like going to Spain. And I was like, hey, if I knew you were traveling too, I would have totally just come with you. And he was like, okay. And I was like, but I'm going to the Bahamas, so I got to get back on my ship. And we literally sailed off to different places.
Oh, man.
I think,
symbolic.
Symbolic.
What the fuck?
I don't know
your
what
own
it means.
Ship, you were the captain?
Oh, I was the captain. We're all the captain of our own ships.
We're all the captain.
And here we go. Was your son there fucking parting the sea?
No. Yeah. Shane was probably the one doing a prayer, hovering above the whole thing. Being like, blue energy. Yeah. But no, I think sometimes...
Shane was driving the
sometimes we look...
with his mind.
I think sometimes we look for, like, these reasons. Like, I'll spend all this time analyzing, like, maybe it's because of me and maybe it's because of this. And that's sometimes you're literally... There's a bigger reason. Like, your destination and your journey right now
and
is just off in
too.
A different way.
Yeah. Timing's important.
Like, maybe in 10 years you guys could align back and be like, it's right now.
Of
I'm more
course.
Settled. I've got 10 TV shows, baby.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Better be more than 10. What'd you say, 10 years? That's one a year. I'll take it.
Whatever.
Okay.
5 years. I don't know. Hey, Joe.
Anyway. So, how are you guys doing?
So.
Joe's in a happy new relationship, right?
Sammy. Must be nice. First of all, I want to say something to the fans. Because
what are her friends, huh? No, too soon. Okay. Go.
Sammy's great.
Yeah.
I did a podcast with just me and Tim. And, okay, I did a podcast with me and Tim when Joe couldn't make it.
Uh-huh.
And we had to take it down because Tim accidentally sounded like a big douche on it. He was trying out this cocky persona that wasn't really him, and he sounded awful because people didn't get the joke. So we took it down, and then we redid one, and I was an asshole. I literally on the podcast used it to bring up all of our relationship issues that I hadn't felt worked through, and now it's out there. It's brutal. Like, I listened to it, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, Kate.
Why did you do that?
And he was a trooper. He just...
He was just taking
He
it?
Was like, what? You're still not over that? And I'm like, no. I know I apologize, but I was still angry. And I'm like, I can't believe... I used it as a way to... It was... So I just want to say to everyone, I apologize. That was some reality show shit that I should not have done.
Well, way to draw attention to the thing that you just
I just wanted to say something.
So if you haven't seen it, go back and watch.
So I hope that gets off the internet.
I just wanted to say, I get it. I sound it, a lot of people commented, well, that made me uncomfortable. And
yikes.
I was like, yeah, brutal.
Yikes.
Brutal shit.
This might make people uncomfortable, too. It's just us being like, oh, our past lovers were great.
Sad.
Yeah,
sad.
I'm sitting right here, too. I'm just like, all right.
Yeah, Joe got silent while you and I just cried to a violin playing.
Yeah, I was like, should I light a candle? I don't know what the fuck I should do.
No, but you know what it is? Because
oh, you don't get it.
Yeah.
You're still young.
You'll see.
Why don't you text Sammy and say you love her?
Call me in 5 years. Then we'll talk.
I just I think, you know, people come in and out of your life and it's really hard to say goodbye. And you can know, oh,
listen,
someone else.
Kate, I don't want to hear your spiritual bullshit.
Someone else is going to come in and
shoot me
that you
straight.
Have a soul contract with.
Shoot
okay,
me
Matt?
Straight. I'm going to die alone.
Do you want me to?
And guess what's going to happen after you die?
Nothing.
Nothing's going to happen. And Santa Claus isn't real. Fuck. Fuck.
Oh God!
By the way, Matt, I can have Shane spiritually find you a lover. Just connect on that
I know.
Astral
he's got
plane.
A fucking Pokedex filled with bitches.
First, he's got to find my color, right? And then I have to find.
Ask you, next time you see Shane, we'll be like, Shane, what's Matt's aura?
Okay. And then what? I can only date girls.
I'll tell you what. Tim can
colors,
see auras. Tim can see auras too, and him and Shane will always see the same color. So there you go.
Really?
Confirmed.
So maybe they should date.
Ew, what is...
Weird.
That was... Yeah, Joe, no.
Maybe Tim would just be like, hey, I'm trying to fuck your mom. Can you just... Can you just tell me
what color...
Tell me what color you're going to say so I say the same one.
It's orange. Cool. All right, cool, right? Don't change your mind.
Had my pants off when he said spiritual school, okay? He didn't need to kick much game.
So for all
I was
you
like,
people
really?
Out there who are interested in Kate Wolf...
Anyone trying to get with Kate Wolf,
just
spiritual school!
Ding, ding, ding.
My close friends, Jane Aton, used to make jokes. They're like, we're going to just go up to a random dude and be like, yo, you want to get in her pants? Go up, start talking about crystals.
Yeah.
She's in.
She's game.
Probably would work, though. Like,
not anymore.
Not really attracted to him, but he mentioned crystals.
My vagina just starts getting
wet.
He
has one eyeball, but man, does he know a lot about chakras.
Oh, you're against people with one eyeballs, Matt?
You
huh?
know what I mean, Kent! I like yelling.
You're going through a thing, man. Get it out.
Get it out.
You know what? Just cry.
Out.
Just cry on the podcast.
Oh, jeez. Let's talk about something fun.
Yeah, let's. Before we end this, can you think of a fun, happy topic?
The Jets had the best free agency.
Oh,
in the
boring.
Okay, very excited about the next season. I just want to shout out everyone that's on the team. Good luck this year and stay healthy.
Still need a quarterback, and that's a little depressing.
Ryan Fitzpatrick
is
the truth.
Nope, not this
sorry,
is not
sorry,
happening.
Sorry. Okay, goddamn it.
Nope.
What color is Ryan Fitzpatrick?
What color is Ryan Fitzpatrick?
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to date an athlete, like a professional athlete.
Why?
Because they're banging everyone on the road. How obvious is
that?
That's
one of the reasons. Same with a rock star. I don't need someone banging mad bitches when they're not with me. Okay. Just dating someone who has that much attention and that much puss coming at them.
What is the cutoff? Like, how much puss thrown?
You know what I mean? I just don't want to, like, just tons of, like, okay, like, Sammy, I'm sure she's great, but, like, just tons of girls being like, oh, my God, you make me wet. I'd be like, ugh, you know, it just gets at me a little bit.
Are you telling me that you would not date me?
That's no, I definitely wouldn't. No, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's good when you're a comedian or someone in that life limelight or whatever to maybe date someone who's not, and they can kind of anchor you. I'm also very, Blaustein was saying to me, he's like, Kate, you're a storm, okay? I've been called Hurricane. All right.
That's funny.
That's great.
He's like, you need to date a storm chaser. Someone who's intrigued by the storm, but they're not a storm themselves.
Wow. Saying some profound
seriously.
Shit,
he's like,
doggy.
You need to date the person that's going to ground
you. I know you're
you.
Not listening, but good shit, though. Good shit.
Seriously, because I get it. Because, you know, if I'm dating someone else who has their own shit and we're both storming, we don't have the patience to deal with each other. I need someone who is like just watching me and they're like, are you done yet, honey? Okay, anyway. And then, because I'm really a ridiculous person.
Maybe
most of the
anyone,
shit I go
Kate.
Through is.
Maybe you don't need anyone. You ever think of that?
Matt, yes.
No one needs.
That's what the next podcast is going to be about.
No one needs anyone.
I don't know.
You're right. Well, I have some childhood issues. I was enmeshed, okay? So I try to fill the void with men.
What does enmeshed mean?
When you, like, boundary, like, do you know what I mean? When the boundaries are all like,
oh, yeah.
Like I date someone and I'm like, I take everything personally. Cause I'm like, oh, if he's sad, it must be about me. Everything's about me because I
but
try to fill.
Aren't you glad a little bit that your childhood was fucked up so that you can like blame things on. Could you imagine
I thought you were
going to
say,
because
it makes us more complicated.
No. Cause like, I was thinking like, if I was like a totally well balanced, like my parents were didn't nothing. Everything was great. Money, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And I grew up to be the way I am. I would just be a piece of shit. It would be all my fault.
No, I think it's all about the struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I get to blame it on my mom. I get to blame it on my dad. It's much easier.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
No, I
kind of
like I like the
at.
Struggle. Dysfunction. Embrace your dysfunction.
This is the darkest.
But also
podcast.
Try to heal it.
This is the darkest fucking depressing fucking.
Show me your bits and we'll rip. What is it? What is the podcast called?
Not invasion of privacy.
Invasion of privacy.
You really
show
got that one
your
wrong.
Bits.
Someone else.
That's someone
podcast.
Else's.
Okay, sorry about that.
Way to know. Way to know what podcast.
Invasion
you're on,
of
Cabbage.
Privacy. So this makes sense. We got real deep. We invaded the shit out of each other's privacy. Joe didn't say anything, but
I didn't know where to interject.
Joe's too stable at the moment. Joe's always stable.
Joe's just
always.
Got it
let's
going
just get
on.
Joe's so. Stable
Joe.
My name's Joe, and I'm better
I
than you.
I got no problems. Look at me.
What a dick.
I wear a compass on my neck.
I'm centered.
And it
oh, yeah.
It points north because I just know where I'm going.
I'm in the right direction at all
always,
times.
I've always known where I'm going.
I've got a perfect goatee thing going.
And
look
at
this.
Hair.
I did not have a goatee.
Whatever
the right.
fuck it is.
So
my hair
fucking
looks
beard.
Perfect,
beard.
And I didn't even gel it. I woke up like this.
Yeah. Whatever, Joe.
So, the Jets.
No! We actually have to wrap it up. Just like, Matt's going to now have to wrap it up. If
oh,
he,
boom. There we go.
If he's
talking
having
about
rando
condoms.
Sex.
I wonder God. How many times we've made that reference.
All the time.
We got to wrap it up. Also need to wear a condom.
Also, blah, blah, blah. My name's Kate, and I'm a hack comedian.
Yeah, my name's Matt Pavich, and I'm here on this podcast. I'm going to start doing
my name's
podcast.
Kate and Matt, and we're sad.
we're both really upset.
And
can
like,
you
listen,
tell?
And like,
but my name's Joe, and I'm fine.
It's fucking ridiculous. In like a month, you guys are going to look back on this and go, wow, that was hurting. It was bad.
No, we've been worse. This is not us hurting.
This
okay?
is dark.
Look at us at 1 in the morning missing our lavas.
Yeah.
Lavas.
Give me a call at 1 a.m. when I'm swiping right on Tinder for fucking 20 minutes.
First of all, I go missing my lover. I was with Tim at fucking with his with at, on Easter with his family. So I need to just.
Lava.
Lava. Lava.
Leslie off.
Wait, you guys broke up that recently?
We broke up 2 months ago, but I went with him to Easter.
Why would
because
you do that?
Because we were still boning and stuff.
She wanted to make it harder, you know.
Yeah, we just like I like to make
his mom's a great.
I like to take off the I like to take off the Band-Aid.
His mom just makes great food. That's all.
I had a funny joke that no one wanted to hear.
Sorry, what was it?
I like to put on the Band-Aid, take it off, put it back on, take it off, yeah. put it back on and take it off.
That's
put it back
how
on
we
and
do
take it.
It
off.
I don't think the adhesive works that way, but
yeah, it the adhesive's not you even working, two... and I'm still just like, ow.
You get two rips, maybe.
Two rips tops.
Sometimes people like to emotionally hurt themselves to just feel anything.
We're going to have to wrap this up. if you want to find me, I'm on Twitter at Joe Santagato. Kate, where can they... fuck, Matt, where can they find you?
On Twitter, it's at Matt Pavich. On Instagram, it's Matt Z Pavich. Ooh. And you can check me out every Wednesday at 11 p.m. on MTV2's Joking Off.
I'm Matt Pavich, and I'm on MTV.
You post it, we roast it. D-Ray host it.
I love how they try to act like it's like all in the moment. You just came up with these amazing choreographed movements and
we
jokes.
Totally did. It's all up the top.
Yeah, but like I was watching the thing where you guys all fall on top of each other perfectly. I'm like, there's no way that... Of course you had to talk about that before. It's too
perfect. We
actually
didn't.
I will murder you right now.
That one's like, honestly...
Pinky promise.
I swear to God, I grabbed both of them. You can tell. Matteo and
wow, well,
Ebert
that's just fucking
no
talent, okay?
Thanks.
He's a talented
kid. Matt Pavich, and I'm so talented.
I can fall.
You know who's
really
a real
well.
Beast?
Yeah.
that Gabrus Ebert, what's his name?
Oh, he's the one on your show.
He was only on one episode. Something Gabrus.
So
John, I think.
Didn't take the time
John
to know
Gabrus?
His name.
Is it John?
Guy Code?
Yeah.
Fucking monster.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Kate, where the fuck can they find you?
At the Kate Wolf, 2 Fs. And if you want a tarot card reading, hit me up. It's $30 for real. People think I'm just teasing. No, of course I'm going to charge.
She didn't charge me once. And it was glorious.
Well, I don't charge you.
I learned
because
a
you're
lot
not...
about myself. And
I'm a pretty good tarot card reader.
She is.
Get the fuck out of here.
No bragsies. Okay, anyway. Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Bye.